You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCC Day. Well, welcome back, students, staff, and faculty, after the spring break. And if you were like me, I had a lot of rest, caught up on my sleep. I was reading about three or four different books. One of them was Lawrence in Arabia. Not Lawrence of Arabia, but Lawrence in Arabia. That sort of kept me up last night because I got into it and kept on reading. You know how that is. Eventually went to sleep. So I'm glad. I hope you all have caught up on your sleep. I've now rested. Maybe even caught up in your homework, your assignments, and are ready and raring to go. But what's been a downer the whole week? It's the news story of the entire week. And I don't have television. I'm very glad I didn't have television. The plane. Where's the plane? I don't know. It's one or two things. It's either landed or it's crashed. Or crash landed. You know, one of three. The fact that we haven't had a word, I think it's crashed. And the ocean is very big, and if it did crash in the ocean, the chances of finding it are very, very slim. Yeah, you'll probably find some of the wreckage eventually, but finding the passengers and the body, if it really crashed in the ocean, are unlikely because it's a deep ocean. I don't have anything to add to it, but it seems that our media, especially television networks, they continue to run with this story day after day after day, hour after hour after hour. Why? One word, ratings. People were watching. People were interested. That is starting to tail down. I frankly am getting annoyed because if you're in the news, you should report the news if there's some additional information. There really has not been any additional information since Friday morning. And it's come to the point where people are making fun of it. I'm making fun of it. My heart goes out to the families of the people on that flight. There was at least one American and I think two American children that were probably killed in that flight. And there's a company in Austin whose name escapes me that had a number of its employees, many of them Chinese citizens, that were flying back to China. So they've been sort of definitely hit. Now, where is it heading right now if the news continues to, they're not adding anything to it? It's about time that CNN and all the other major networks, not that CNN is a major network, but your ABC, CBS, ABC, Fox, except for a very, very short update, if there is anything to add to it, should back off. I think it's somewhat, you can get idiots, and some of them are expert idiots, that can give their opinion, but they don't know anything. They can speculate all they want. I can speculate all I want. But it's become tiresome, it's become aggravating, and it's quickly becoming an absurd joke. I've been saying today, the plane, where's the plane? It's in Fantasy Island. Many of you probably have never heard of Fantasy Island. It used to be a popular TV show about 30, 40 years ago, where a plane would land. It was a seaplane, by the way, and it was an island. They would land in this island. And one of the characters was a small gentleman called Tattoo, that was his character's name, would ring the bell and scream, the plane, hey boss, the plane. It's not very funny. And what I mean by that, not the show, that the news networks persist in doing this. Now, if there's something, new information, not speculation, new information, and yes, that's a news story that should be covered. But by bringing every kook nut to give their opinion on it, it's wearing very thin now. So I think it's time to back off, turn it off, and that's what I'm doing. Now, that was one of the stories that was in the news. Now, I didn't have time today, but I will next show. There was a clip, and it was Obama was on Telemundo, which usually goes to Spanish-speaking people, and people were calling in. And one gentleman called in and said, listen, I make $36,000. The premiums for Obamacare are about $360 a month. I simply can't afford this. And I'm going to play this clip next show. because it's real and going to deconstruct it. But I want to emphasize it here because it connects with what I'm really going to be covering. The president made the point is, well, you should get, in essence, what he was saying to the gentleman, you need to get your priorities straight. You probably have a cell phone. You have television coverage, internet coverage, and that costs money. But what you really need to do is spend your money on health insurance because you'll need it. If you ever get sick, you will be glad you bought it. What's wrong with that statement? Who has increased the premiums for health insurance? It's the Democratic Party and Barack Obama. Most people were completely satisfied. Let me modify that. Between 80 to 90% of the people that had insurance were happy with it, were happy with the plan they had. And it was this president that lied to them saying, you could keep your plan, you could keep your doctor, and you're going to save money. He lied. And now he's backpedaling. Because what happened, this happened over a week ago, he's extending you don't have to buy it this year, you can wait till next year. You can claim a hardship. You see, it's the president of the United States and the Democratic Party that made health insurance way expensive. Way expensive. Supposedly the objective was to get more people that are uninsured insured. That has been a failure, an abject failure. Now, first they said it was 46 million, and then they got rid of the illegal aliens and said it was, well, 30 million people don't have insurance. And we're going to pass a law that makes it so those people can get insurance. The estimate today is about 1 million. You have people that were uninsured, about 1 million people that didn't have insurance now have it. Yeah, and guess what? They're subsidized by everybody else. The reason why people that buy individual coverage are running to situations where their premiums are 50 to 100% more and the deductibles are 3 to 5 times higher is why paying more, they are in turn subsidizing those people that qualify for a subsidy. It's like your neighbor coming up to you with a gun and saying, well, I can't afford my insurance, give me some money. Instead, it's the government doing that. Now, the Democratic Party, including Obama, are running scared. Why? We have an election coming up in November. I call it NOAA November. That's when the Democrats are going to drown. Because you're messing with people's lives. And that's what they were doing. They arrogantly said, we know better. We're going to include all these additional benefits. And you must buy it. It's like telling a person, we're going to pick the car out for you, and we're going to have a fully loaded car, and you're going to buy it. Now, the person will say, I can't afford it. I simply can't afford it. And that's what they're saying, loud and clear. I can't afford this monstrosity. And it's not optional, at least up to a week ago. You were mandated. Now they have what they call a hardship exemption. All you got to say, it would be a hardship for me to buy this. This is what you get when you have an elitist mentality in Washington, D.C. that believes they know better than you do what you can afford and should buy. That's the arrogance. And they're limiting your freedom. This is very much a freedom issue. They're limiting your choice of what you can buy. It's the arrogance of power. You see, the problem, Mr. President, is you caused the problem. Your big idea is a failure on many levels. It's not the website's just the tip of the iceberg. It is the fact that most people that had health insurance, whether it's through their employer or they bought individually, and they've done surveys over this repeatedly, most people, and I mean 85 to 90%, are satisfied with it. You're always going to get some people who doesn't like what they have. And I've been in that situation where an employer had a plan that wasn't very good. It was mediocre. I had a choice. I either could accept it or buy my own. And that's what I tell people. If you want good health insurance, go out and buy it yourself. I can't afford it. Well, then either get a better job or accept what your employer is offering. See, most people are covered through their employer. The estimates are of over 155 million people that have health insurance have it through their employer. another roughly 20 million buy it. You'll get a range of estimates between 15 and 20 million people actually have to buy it. Now, what the Democrats are doing, and this is strictly playing politics with Obamacare, they're now delaying that mandate to next year. Why? They do not want people to be getting renewal notices in October with higher premiums. They know that would be poison come election day, November 4th, 2014. So that's what Obama has done. He's done two things. He's come up with this exemption that you can, all you have to do is say it would be a hardship. That's it. No documentation, no proof. Not that you, I'm not saying they should have to prove up it, to prove that it truly is a hardship. I want the repeal of it. This is a mess. The American people had a health insurance system that was acceptable, broadly acceptable. Instead, he's screwed it up. That's why it's a failure, and the Democratic people are panicking because they're hearing it every single day. Many of them are retiring. They're not going to run for election. Why? They're not going to get reelected. And that's what should happen. When you ignore the will of the American people, you run the real risk of them throwing you out of office come the next election, and that is the price that they're going to pay. The American people are waking up that President Obama is a liar. And the big lie was you can keep your plan, and you can keep your doctor. Now that he's been caught out in that lie, and millions of Americans know they can't keep their plan, they most likely can't keep their doctor, and the network they have to go to for health services is much smaller, there's a revolt. And it's not just people that had to buy individual coverage. Every day, more and more small employers are renewing their plans, and the plans that they buy have to comply with the Affordable Care Act, what I call Obamacare, what most people refer to as Obamacare. And they're finding it's more expensive, and they're finding the deductibles are higher. They don't like it. They do not like it. There will be a terrific backlash come Election Day. That's why I'm calling it NOAA November. That's when the Democrats drown, and they have no one to blame but themselves. They did it to themselves, and this is the people's payback for the presidential poison pill called Obamacare. There, you know, there's a debate, and I was saying that as these small business plans come up for renewal, and they're all coming up for, you know, every year, people renew their plans. Sometimes they shop it around. They make changes to it. They might go to another insurance carrier. Well, you have 155 million. Now, many of those people are in large plans that are exempt from Obamacare for another year. The small businesses, they don't have to buy coverage, but most of them want it, first of all, for themselves and their own family. They're seeing the impact, and that's going to be hitting every month. Every month, the letters go out. So the American people know they've been lied to. They know they can't trust Obama. They know they can't trust the Democrats. They've been given the shaft on this, and they cannot wait to November to throw the bums out. And who are the bums? The bums are the Democrats. They stuck it to the American people. They lied to the American people. They misled them. They interfered with their own private affairs. They limited their freedom of choice as to what they can buy. So the American people are going to can't wait to November 4th to throw the bums out. And that's why the Democratic Party is freaking out. They are freaking out. Look in the mirror. You did it to when you intentionally disregard the will of the American people because you think you know better. You have no one to blame but yourself. I hope every Democrat that runs in the House is defeated. I know that's not going to happen, but it should happen. And the same for any Democrat that's running in the Senate. There should be a wake-up call to the Democratic Party. Now, what they're trying to do is blame it on the Tea Party. It's the Tea Party's fault. No. Many of the people are in the Tea Party. And that this is kind of a recruiting. This is going to get more people going out to Tea Party events. And they'll happen as the weather gets better, both in the summer and in the fall. You're going to see Tea Party rallies all across the country. Because the other issue that the American people are concerned about is the fact that we have a president that's bordering on, actually is becoming a tyrant by his rewriting of the law, especially Obamacare. That is not his responsibility. It's Congress's responsibility under the Constitution of the United States to pass laws. It's not the president's responsibility to rewrite those laws. And that's what he's doing with these exemptions, by delaying when the law takes effect, when the law clearly said it took effect 1 January 2014, which was about 10 weeks ago, 11 weeks ago. He's rewriting the law so that people don't see the impact until after the election, actually to after he's not in office anymore. What has happened is many of these Democrats, well, they need money to run and will take money if President Obama's organization that still supports him has it. They don't want to be seen with him. President Obama has become a poison pill. They don't want to take the poison pill, because if they take the poison pill, they die. They drown come November. It's been described as a train wreck. Maybe it's time to say it's a plane crash. That's what's happened. This is the presidential's plane crash, brought to you by the Democratic Party. We know better. You don't have to read it because you couldn't understand it. What they do understand is when they go online and shop, whether it's for individual coverage or group coverage for their from their employer, what are they finding? The premiums are much higher, and the deductibles are usually 3 to 5 times what their current deductible is. Let's say you have a $500 or $1,000 deductible under your current plan. Now, with these metal plans, it's $1,500 or $3,000. That's if it's just tripled. In some cases, it's 5 times that. Depends where you start. And American people, I don't want this. I didn't think this what it was about. I thought the purpose of Obamacare was to get all these uninsured coverage. Now, that's partially work because, in this sense, if you're poor, let's say you don't have a job, you're poor. There's no income coming in. You're on welfare. You're on food stamps. You're on supplemental income. You have subsidized housing. Guess what? You also qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid, not Medicare, Medicaid. And that's where many people that were uninsured have gone, because they don't qualify for any subsidies. They don't have any money. They literally can't pay for health insurance. And believe me, if that's the situation you're in, what are your priorities, Mr. President? Food. Number one, food. Number two, a roof over your house. An electric bill that has to be paid. And most people, they need a car, which requires gasoline, which has gone up, up, and up. And the same with food prices. I was in Kroger, and it was milk was $3. In some case, that was the cheap milk. The more expensive milk is hitting $4 a gallon. Milk is almost as expensive as gasoline. I don't buy my milk anymore at Kroger. I go to another store, and it was still $2.50 a gallon. So don't tell me about the consumer price index. People have to eat. They have to have an apartment or some place to go or live with their parents. So that's why I'm going to play it tomorrow. I'm going to get the clip. I didn't have time today, but I'm definitely going to get the clip, because if you hear it, I would make this clip an ad come September, October, November of next year. Why? This is going to make the American people mad, because he arrogantly says to you, get your priorities straight. Excuse me, Mr. President, my priorities were straight and you screwed it up. I could afford health and care before you came along. And now it's twice as expensive. Every day I listen to talk radio, and invariably someone calls in with an anecdotal story, their experience with, well, here's what I was paying before, here is my deductible, now my deductible is 3-4 times more, my premium is double or triple or worse, I can't afford it. I could afford what I had, I can't afford one of these metal plants. Even with the subsidies, I can't afford it. Or I don't qualify for the subsidy. And because I can't afford it. In other words, I was doing the right thing. I was budgeting my money. I was setting my priorities. I was shopping for what I afford. And your interference in the marketplace has ruined it. Has ruined it. You've added things to these plans that I don't want. You know, single people are calling saying, listen, I don't need maternity. I'm a male. I don't need child care. I don't have any children. I'm young and I seldom see the doctor. I can't afford $250 or $350 a month. People are mad and they're waking up and they know they can't trust the guy in the White House. They can't trust the Democrats and they can't trust the president. And I've said this on many shows in the past. Once you've been lied to, not a white lie, I'm talking a major lie, you don't want to do business or really talk to that person. You don't trust anything he says. And that's what President Obama's number one problem is. He has, they call it on TV, they don't want to say the lie word. He has a credibility problem. Yeah, you better believe it. You keep lying to people. They say, hey, he's a liar. I don't want to listen to him. I don't believe him. He's full of it. And I'm cleaning that one up. They don't want to listen to him anymore. He's a phony baloney. He lies to stay in power. He deliberately lied during the election on this. The fact that he said you can keep your plan and you can keep your that was focus tested on groups. I've been in focus groups, not on this, on other things, where they bring people in and they test words, phrases. They're going to do an ad campaign. They want to see what words I like or don't like, what's your reaction to certain things. They might show you a movie or an ad. Do you like this ad or do you like this? Which is better? Why? Does it make sense? He's president today because he massively lied to the American people. He has no credibility with me and tens of millions of Americans. That's why his popularity has gone down, down, and down. And it's not bottom out yet. I don't think we have seen anything yet. Right now, he's been in the low 40s. I think he's at 41%. By election day, I call it the NOAA November election. NOAA November. When we drown the Democrats, drown the Democrats. And what I mean by that is we throw them out of office. The big broom. We take a big broom and throw those scoundrels out of office. Make them work for a living. Get them out of their cushy congressional job or their Senate seat. Throw the bums out because they're bums. They don't respect you. They lie to you. The bond has been broken. There is no credibility. They're sticking it to you. And let me tell you who the joke is really on. I'm sitting on a college camp. Obamacare was all about sticking it to young people, namely people between the ages of 18 and 34. Why? The one group that tends to not buy health insurance, they're uninsured, but does not buy health insurance. I'm not saying everyone in that age group doesn't have health insurance. But in terms of sheer numbers, it's that group, young people, 18 to 34. Why? It's not hard to understand. I used to sell this. It's not hard to understand. They don't have a need for it. You know, occasionally they might go to the doctor, but it's rare. You know, like they might sprain their ankle and need to go. But they know that they have a limited budget, and they do make priorities. And they say, okay, I'm only making not a lot of money because you're just starting out. What do I need? I need food. I need rent. I need gasoline for my car. I have a car payment. I have car insurance. I have a telephone bill. They do make the priorities. They do budget, and they have other things. They need books if they're going to college. They need tuition money. They need clothing. Well, when I make my priorities and go down the list, at the end of the month, I don't have any money. Many of them have to run up bills. They use credit cards. Bad idea, but they do. And now you want me to buy health insurance? No, I'm not going to do it. Now, what's making the problem even worse? What is the number one problem today, especially amongst high school and college, either dropouts or graduates? They're having terrific trouble finding jobs. That's why the teenage unemployment, for example, is over 20%, and it's been over 20% every single day President Obama has been in office. Not getting any better. And what's Obama's answer to that? I'm going to increase the minimum wage to $10.10. Isn't that great? Yeah, it's great if you have a job and keep your job. But every time they raise the minimum wage, I'll tell you what happens. The teenage unemployment rate goes up. It spikes. So most high school and college age people, in essence, people from 16 to 24, sometimes even higher, simply cannot find a job. Or if they can find a job, it's a part-time job with a limited number of hours, usually less than 30, in many cases less than 20. That's the case on this college campus. There are people that are part-time faculty. Now, many of them have another job, but many of them, this is their only job. They would love to be full-time faculty. They would love to work at least 30 hours, if not more, but can't, because the policy of this district, this college, is you cannot work more than 20 hours. And what this college is doing is not unique to most colleges across this country and many employers. You see, Obamacare has another impact, not just on the premiums and the deductibles, but it has an impact on the income of these people, because what employers are doing is to lower the number of hours that people can work for one major reason. They don't want to provide health insurance. They can't afford it, so they won't provide it. And they stop that by saying, you can't work more than 20 hours. You're part-time. Not 30 hours, 20 hours or less. You don't believe me? Go to the website, the DCC website, and there's policies on this. I've written a story on it. So the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is Obamacare is a failure, and now the American people are waking up to this. And what is the Democratic response? Well, we're just going to delay it for a year or two past the election or when Obama's out of office. Oh, that's your answer? Most people, I mean the majority of the American people today, want Obamacare not fixed, they want it repealed. Throw this piece of you-know-what out. And anyone that supported it in the past, throw them out, whether it's a senator or a congressman. Stop messing with my life. Stop messing with my family. Stop messing with my income. How dare you, you arrogant SOBs. That's what you are. You don't really care about the American people. You certainly don't care about young people, because what Obamacare does is forces people to buy coverage that many of them either cannot afford or do not want to buy. And now what is their answer? Well, you can get an exemption. Mr. President, I don't want an exemption. I don't want a subsidy. I want your interference in the free market system stopped. I want Obamacare repealed. And if you don't come out to do that, we can't throw you out of office yet, but we're going to throw all your buddies and friends that pass this out of office, because they're hurting the American people, and the American people don't appreciate it. They don't trust you, they don't trust your party, and they don't trust what you've come up with. You're not the smartest man in the room, you're the most arrogant person in the room. And how dare you tell somebody you need to reevaluate your priorities? Excuse me, Mr. President,
Most people had their priorities straight before you came along and arrogantly changed the cost of health insurance because you thought you knew what was best. And you wanted to get the uninsured insurance. And the only way they could do that is subsidize that. And if you're going to subsidize somebody, where does that money come from? It comes by forcing young people to buy insurance and not cheap insurance, very expensive insurance. You see, Mr. President, look in the mirror. You're the problem. Your economic policies have been a failure. Your stimulus package supposedly was going to get us under 5%. What's the unemployment rate? Oh, 6.7%. Spent a lot of money and it didn't work. And Obamacare is compounding and making the problem even worse. So come November, November, the American people will pay back the president for his poison pill, Obamacare. You were trying to jam this down our throat. Purge politicians that did this. Purge them. You purge them by throwing them out of office. And if that means Republicans get a majority, so be it. I'm not a Republican, by the way. But when you only have two choices, and one choice is a party that's sticking it to the American worker, I say, I'll go with the Republican Party. And it's about time those hardcore blue dog Republicans wake up. Your political party is no longer supporting the American worker, is no longer supporting the American dream, is no longer supporting business. See, most business owners want to provide their employees good benefits. Why? They want to recruit and retain good workers, good employees. They're not stupid. But when you make it prohibitively expensive to hire someone and provide them with health insurance, what do? They stop hiring. And if they do hire, they don't hire full-time workers. They hire part-time. They're only responding to what's happening to them. You know, most of my clients used to be, including myself, small business owners. They wanted to take care of their employees by providing an excellent health insurance plan. And I used to sell some of the best health insurance out there from the most respected companies out there. And it wasn't cheap, but it certainly was a lot less expensive than the monstrosity that the Democratic Party and Obama came up with. It's no secret why this is more expensive, because what you're doing is subsidizing people that in the past literally can't afford it because they weren't working. They didn't have money. You see, the major reason most people don't have health insurance, besides being poor, is they're between jobs. Either they quit or got laid off and they're trying to get another job. And in the past, that other job usually was a full-time job. Today, more and more employers, especially small employers, that used to hire people full-time and want to hire people full-time to keep them and retain them because they're going to make an investment in their employees. And if they're hard workers, they come to work, they're reliable, hard workers, what do? They give them pay increases and they get them benefits. Initially, health insurance and then other types of benefits, including retirement. Not anymore. I shouldn't say not anymore. They still do it, but they haven't been expanding their businesses. Why? The uncertainty out of Washington. You see, the problem is, when people see on the news every day, or nearly every day, the federal government year in, year out, running massive deficits, increasing the debts, both Republicans and Democrats, they're both responsible for this. There is no urgency to cut spending. That's what needs to be done. See, in the past, when it's been done, what has happened? One of the worst recessions before this one was the recession in 1921. Now, what was the response in 1922 and 23? They dramatically cut taxes and they cut spending. And what happened? Unemployment was 3% or less. We had a boom. That's why they're called the Roaring Twenties. Now, there was a lot of things going on, but that was the economic response. Cut taxes and tax rates and dramatically cut spending. And what was the response? Businesses were booming. Why? They had money in their pockets to hire people and expand their business. That's why unemployment rates were under 3%. And the size of the government was much smaller. Today, we have unemployment rates more than double that. And we're not cutting spending. We're not trying to balance the budget. That's what needs to be done. But neither political party has the will, the courage, the vision, and the wisdom or understanding to do that. Instead, every year, government spending, federal government spending, has been out of control. You see, Mr. President, individuals, families, businesses, churches, schools, cities, counties, we all have to balance our budget. We all have to set our priorities. But the problem we face is the federal government refuses to do that. Your proposed budget will result in a deficit of somewhere between $500 and $600 billion for the next coming years. That was your proposal. Not my proposal, your proposal. You tell me to get my priorities straight. Why don't you get the priorities straight of the American people? That's what the Tea Party has been demanding. Cut spending, balance the budget. And now repeal Obamacare. The Tea Party is on the move. The Tea Party is going after Democrats or Republicans that are big spenders. We're going to use the broom. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you're a big spender, and most of them are, we're going to get you know what out of here. You're going to be fired. You're going to be replaced. And you should be replaced because you fail to understand that the resources of the American people are limited. They only have so much to pay in taxes. And what saddens me, and it's both political parties, there's no sense of the damage that you are doing to future generations by running these massive deficits year in and year out. $1 trillion, $1.4 trillion, $1.3 trillion, $1.3 trillion, $1 trillion. And now you're beating your chest. Look at me. I've cut in half the deficit. Yeah, first you nearly triple it, and now you cut it in half? I'm not impressed, Mr. President. Tell me when you balance the budget. Maybe you'll get some credibility. Until then, as far as I'm concerned, I don't trust you, and the American people don't trust you. That's why there's going to be a November 4th. That's when the Democrats get drowned. And what I mean by that, they're going to be swept out of office. It will be a wave election. A big wave is heading right to Congress, right to Washington, D.C., and it's going to clean out the mess in Washington. It's going to take several elections to do that, but we're going to start with the Democrats with their failed economic policy and their failed interference with the private enterprise system, the health insurance industry, and how they're trying to wreck it and destroy it. That's what they're about. It's no secret that what the Democrats want, what Obama wants, is single payer, which is another name for government payer, which is another name for socialized medicine. They've screwed it up so much, and that's going to be their fallback. Well, the private industry can't do it. Let the government have the whole thing. Mr. President, take a look at Medicare. Take a look at Medicaid. They're all running massive deficits. Government insurance is not the answer. It's fundamentally the problem.
You simply do not have the economic incentives and accountability to make it right. And see, the Democrats for over 100 years have been Santa Claus. The Santa Claus Party. We're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, we're going to give... Well, the bill has come due. And the American people look at the bill and they say, huh? I can't pay for this. Are they out of their mind? Throw the bums out. Now, what President Obama is trying to do is delay it. We don't want to have this really hit before the election, because guess what? They will throw us out. You better, but we're going to throw you out no matter what you do, Mr. President. You're responsible for this mess. That's why it's called Obamacare. Not the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. We need to purge the presidential poison pill of Obamacare. Purge it. Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. Throw them out. Throw them out. Throw them out. It will be a wave election. And the wave will sweep into the Capitol and throw the Democrats and those some of those Republicans that also, they don't really want to repeal it. You see, one of the problems with the Republican Party, it's dominated, controlled by big government types. The leadership, some people call them progressives. I like the term big interventionist government statists. That is the problem. The core problem in the United States is the government is way too big. Government spending is out of control. That is the number one problem. That is what is causing the problem. That causes uncertainty, and that in turn impacts economic growth. Call it fiscal drag. The burdens are too great, not only on people alive today, but on future generations, and that's why the debt is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the debt is just the tip of the iceberg. Unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and now Obamacare are also getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're building a debt bomb that's going to go off. It's going to explode. You see, the federal government is terrorizing the American people. And I deliberately use that word, terrorizing them, because the American people look at this and say, we can't afford it. Are you out of your mind? No, they're not out of their mind. They're into power. We got to get reelected. This is a good job. I got to get reelected. I need campaign contributions. I'm going to do what my big campaign contributors, whatever they want, I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a revolt of the American people come this November and any and other Novembers. My warning to those in the so-called ruling elite, when you arrogantly ignore the will of the American people might be slow, but they're not stupid. They might be slow, but they're not stupid. Lincoln said it best, you can fool some of the people all the time, and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time, and that's exactly what's happened. The American people are waking up every day. That's why the Tea Party is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Tea Party is not a party. It's a movement. There are Democrats, Republicans, independents that are joining the Tea Party movement. Why? They are sick of both political parties. That's why the number one growing political affiliation today in the United States are independents. And that is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So a warning to the Republican Party. Yes, we're going to throw the Democrats out, but if you don't start controlling spending and telling us exactly, clearly what you're for and pass it and balance the budget, don't tell me you're going to balance the budget in 10 years. I keep hearing that over and over. You never do it. You have a credibility problem. If you're going to talk the talk, if you're going to talk, I'm for fiscal responsibility, balance budgets, well, walk the walk. Do it. Do it. Because if you don't do it, come the next election, we'll throw you out. And there are a lot of Republican senators up for re-election in 2016. The Tea Party is perfectly capable of turning around once they get rid of those Democrats to do it to you. So you better wake up
instead of going after the Tea Party. You come after us, we're going to go after you big time. And we're going to primary you, and we're going to vote either against you or stay home. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you have to say. That's what you have to act upon. Because the only thing these career politicians understand is power and staying in office. And when you threaten to throw them out of office, they start to wake up. They start to respond. And they are responding. They're retiring and they're running scared. They're freaking out. Remember that song of the 70s, Freak Out? That's exactly where the Democratic Party is today. And who are they blaming? The Tea Party. Look in the mirror. The only one you need to blame is you. You caused this mess. And either you fix it, namely repeal it in its entirety, or you're going to be replaced. It might not be this year, or it will be in 2016, as long as it takes. And just because you might have an R after your name doesn't mean this doesn't apply to you. Because you are a part of the problem, too. With this, we're going to balance the budget in 2024. Initially, it was 2037. And when Ryan, the House Budget Committee chairman, really was criticized for that, well, now it's 2010. Mr. Ryan, balance the budget in the next 2 years. The Tea Party movement is going to give the Republicans a majority in the House and the Senate, and what we are looking for is for your party to balance the budget in 2 years. And if you don't do that, we're going to come after you. We're going to either replace you or primary you or defeat you come the next election, because that's the only thing that really you people understand. You've been in Washington way too long. And it's about time that the Tea Party, all people in the Tea Party movement, understand something. And for many of you, it's going to be a hard, 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 hard message to understand. Right now, I don't have a choice of another political party. It's either vote Democrat or Republican. Because all the other political parties, and there are literally two dozen of them or more, get less than 1% of the vote. What needs to happen and what will happen is there will be the formation of another party when the independents, in terms of their party affiliation, hit about 50%. And then you're going to see more and more conversations and more demands for another political party to replace both the Democrat and the Republican Party. Because I am sick and tired of the Republican establishment as well as the Democratic establishment totally ignoring the will of the American people, totally ignoring their ability to pay taxes, totally ignoring the fact that when you pile regulation upon regulation, tax upon tax, that you are literally killing the goose that lays the golden eggs. You're goose killers. You're robbing the American people of their dreams, their ambitions, their desires to make sure that their children and grandchildren have a better life. Well, they can't have a better life if you pile debt upon debt, unfunded liability upon unfunded liability. That is not the path to peace or prosperity. That's the path to civil unrest, a lower standard of living, and unfortunately, probably riots in the street. Because this thing will blow up. And who's causing that? Look in the mirror, ruling elite. Look in the mirror. There will be a day of reckoning. So either you're part of the problem or part of the solution. And if you can't lead the way, get out of the way. And I think it's only going to happen when the Tea Party finally understands that the answer is not reforming or taking over the Republican Party. The answer is a formation of a new independent party that will live up to its principles, live up to the Constitution of the United States, balance the budget, live within the means of the American people, have limited government. That is a libertarian or classical liberal agenda. That was what Barry Goldwater started in 1964. And see, there's some Republicans that remember him and blame him. I don't. He started this movement for limited government that some progress was made by Reagan. Not much, but some, especially in the tax areas. But it's time to finish off the welfare state. Because what's happening across the world is the welfare states in Europe and across the globe are failing. The lights are going out. Why are the lights going out? Government has gotten way too big, out of control. They're trying to limit the freedoms of their people. They can't deliver the goods because what they promise, they literally can't pay for. And it's not they, you can't pay for. The American people, as well as Europeans, have been sold a bill of goods. And the people are partly to blame. We have fallen for this Santa Claus approach. It's worked. It has worked year in, year out. Well, we're going to promise you this, that, and the other thing. Obamacare is a good, it's a better plan. You have all these things, 10 additional types of services, but I can't afford it. I don't want it. I can't afford it. You got to buy it or else we will fine you. We will take your money. There's a reason health insurance is expensive. It's those additional 10 types of services, and it's also subsidizing other people. It's the young subsidizing sicker and older people. That's what Obamacare was about. The young will subsidize sicker and older people and will make them do it by forcing them to buy health insurance. That is why President Obama is delaying this. Really, he's trying to delay it until he's out of office. Because once that code was broken, once the American people knew that they were lied to, that they couldn't keep their plan, they couldn't keep their doctor, and instead of being $2,500 cheaper for a family for, the cost is double, triple, quadruple in terms of the premium, and their deductibles have gone up 3, 4, and 5 times. Once the American people understand that, they're going to really be mad. They're going to say, how dare they? How dare they? Throw the bums out. Throw the bums out. Throw the bums out. We don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. Throw the bums out. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I hope it's been informative. And now get back to work, get those A's, and now back to the music.